Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The news broke, and for everyone, I think it felt less like the fair application of law, and more like a recent installment of Game of Thrones. I mean, Merrick Garland could be the campaign manager for Joe Biden at this point.
Folks, and that woman is the Attorney General of the state of Florida, Ashley Moody. That's how nuts this is. Trump's indictment will go down in U.S. history, if we're still allowed to read our own history in the future, who knows, as the defining moment. We've never seen anything like this. This is true history and a massive cover-up at the same time. That's what's so insane about it. If you look at the timing of Trump's indictment yesterday, just as the Republicans were leaving the skiff, having read about Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden, taking $5 million in a bribery scheme, it turns out the FBI hid from Congress and the world for 5 years, literally as they're reading the documents and they're leaving. And this is about to be a huge breaking story. All of a sudden, in that moment of all moments, the indictment that was supposed to hit next week was dropped. And Donald Trump got the news he'd have to appear before a grand jury. Why? Because this is a cover-up, not just of Joe's crimes, although it is that, but also of the FBI crimes. Remember what John Solomon, former reporter at The Hill, told us in the beginning of the week. This was an FBI cover-up.
So the James Comer last night revealed that the confidential informants allegations of the Biden bribery scheme actually first were surfaced in 2017 to the FBI. So we now know that before Trump's impeachment, before the 2020 election, before the Hunter Biden laptop was falsely called disinformation, the FBI already had source information from a credible source, a source who was paid $200,000. They don't pay sources that unless they're very good, that Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scheme. And here we are 6 years later, doesn't look like they thoroughly investigated it.
That's the scandal that's getting covered up here. Joe Biden is just a benefiting bystander. This shocking indictment, and it is shocking. I mean, this could put Trump away for over 100 years, and that's before the Alvin Bragg indictment, those 37 felonies. I mean, the guy's looking at spending the rest of his life in prison. And understand, yes, it's to protect Joe, but primarily it's to protect the FBI. Here's why John Solomon nails this.
For 3 to 5 years, the Biden family was in a protection racket, and the FBI was part of it. The media was part of it, the intelligence community, the 51 who signed the letter, but the FBI also was part of that protection racket. They had an obligation to tell the American people there was something about Joe Biden they needed to know before they hired him as president.
So, faced with the FBI, director being found in contempt on Thursday, or letting these Republicans see the evidence of their and Joe's crimes, which they were going to get anyway, with subpoenas after a long, drawn-out court battle, the FBI acquiesced to the Republicans. And the distraction campaign began with the biggest distraction in American history, the indictment of Donald Trump. It was so obvious, so third world in style. It was really almost funny. In fact, it had Laura Ingraham laughing yesterday.
So the reporting would be then, if this were true, that the Burisma scheme is confirmed, then Trump is indicted. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. This all just happened. Sheer coincidence. Finally, we get the information on alleged bribes of the Biden family through shell corporations, etc.
But understand, all of this is going to add up to this election being an absolute freak show. Because you got to understand, there's two more indictments that'll fall after this. One of them is going to drop, as I've told you before, in Fulton County. That's a highly blue county. You're going to see Trump indicted there for election interference. for trying to stop the certification of absentee ballot fraud on a mass level. And they're going to get him for that one. But they're also, and that's going to make Republicans in the future afraid to even call and ask questions as there's additional absentee ballot fraud to steal the next election. I mean, it's kind of brilliant. But that's going to be the third indictment. And then the fourth one will come from the special counsel who's investigating Donald Trump on sedition charges relating to January 6th. Those are the charges they've used to charge the other January 6th protesters. And they've been able to successfully use them in federal court. And these aren't real juries. I mean, it's over 90% vote rate for Biden in the jury. So it doesn't matter what you put in front of them. They've been able to use the sedition charges in order to get this, put January 6th protesters away, some for years, who never even entered the Capitol. Yeah, that's how flexible that statute is and how easy it is to get liberal juries to convict on it. So Trump is, folks, facing imprisonment for the rest of his life. Now, the good news is these latest charges will be tried before a Florida jury. So he's got a shot there that Florida is still an American territory with a recognizably American system of justice. So you're going to look for a juror to nullify this who knows that it's political hocus pocus. But the other three juries, Fulton County is blue. You're going to see a D.C. jury in the sedition case. That's going to be blue. He doesn't have a prayer of beating all four of these charges. And they damn well know it. The guy is going to prison for the rest of his life. And the reason you're seeing two of these are state and two of these are federal is because a Republican president, including Trump, could come in and pardon him in the federal cases, but cannot in the state. So they're tying him up in knots even Houdini couldn't escape. And the purpose of this, you have to understand, is to send a message to all future Republicans. If you challenge us, you will spend the rest of your life in prison on charges. And you can't even anticipate what they'll be because we will use laws in ways they have never been used before and weren't intended to be used and couldn't be used in normal, functional criminal justice environments. But it doesn't matter. You'll be dragged before a blue jury and only your partisanship will matter. Nothing else. Believe me, this will resonate. Senator Josh Hawley and Republican Congressman James Comer know what this means.
If the president in power can just jail his political opponents, which is what Joe Biden is trying to do tonight, we don't have a republic anymore.
Joe Biden has mishandled classified documents in a much more severe manner than Donald Trump. The FBI clearly has treated Joe Biden very differently than they're treating Donald Trump.
That leads us to insane thing number two, the difference in that treatment. Here's Trump's attorney explaining that perfectly. Once again, as in the Alvin Bragg case in New York, you're seeing such an incredible legal stretch here. Stalin would have been proud. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Because the Presidential Records Act, which they were seeking the records under, is not a criminal statute. So if it's not a criminal statute, you can't obstruct the investigation, but they're claiming he did.
Their investigation is fatally flawed from outrageous misconduct, perhaps even criminal misconduct. There's this thing called the Presidential Records Act, and DOJ agreed with this years ago in a case involving Bill Clinton, that the former president gets to decide what he keeps. He should work really closely with archives. They can ask him nicely. If they get mad, they think he's holding on to too many things, they have a remedy called civil suits. There is no criminal penalty for violating the Presidential Records Act.
And that's what makes this so galling and shocking at the same time. Take Barack Obama, for instance. The National Archives asked him for his records in 2012. He wrote back to say they couldn't have them, but he'd be happy to digitize them and give them back. And then he just never did. He still got them, and they're still classified. Then nobody cares. Joe Biden, though, is the reason this charge was tacked on. The three other cases, which will all be tried before blue juries, are plenty to put Trump away for the rest of his life. They don't need this one. The reason they're doing this one, you got to look at its provenance, the beginning of it, to understand it, is that this case was launched almost simultaneously to Joe Biden being ratted out by the National Archives for illegally, at a felony level, keeping classified records. This is a tit for tat cover up. So the same month internally that they all realized what Joe had done, and what Joe's done is serious. He took classified records with him as a senator. That is theft. It's a felony. He had no ability to declassify as a senator, much less remove them. Yet they were at properties that he owned. He also did it as a vice president. If you notice, the one place the FBI has never raided, it's where all the pallets of classified documents Joe Biden wasn't supposed to have are, the ones from his vice presidency. Where are they? At the Penn Biden Center. The one the Chinese paid for, that we know Chinese dignitaries and donors, we still don't know their names, have been paraded through.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh. That's the problem. What Biden was doing, and Hunter too, clearly was selling this information for money. You can see it in the pitches Hunter was writing, as Miranda Devine from the New York Post has documented. He was essentially offering classified information for sale around the globe. This is how brazen they were. The FBI knows all of this. It's why they didn't raid the Penn Biden Center. But your liberal friends will say, but Biden cooperated, so did Pence. That's why they can't be charged. Again, it's up to the president's discretion. Oh, and by the way, cooperating with the National Archives in a back and forth as Trump did is not obstruction. But cooperation is not an excuse for Joe Biden, given that the documents, the classified documents removed when he was a senator, there's no cooperation clause. There's no, hey, give them back nicely to the National Archives. It's just pure theft. It's a crime. But as former assistant FBI director Chris Swecker points out, this is going to be a hard one to get Trump on, but it's also going to be one that's going to go for 3 to 4 years. After that, they're not going to care if they get a conviction on this one. They'll get convictions on the other three. Here's Swecker basically explaining this. Swecker, by the way, is not just a former assistant FBI director. He's also a former federal prosecutor.
So former Attorney General Bill Barr was on with Martha McCallum yesterday, and he says that the issue here isn't that Trump took the documents or even held on to them. It's that the FBI believes he acted deceitfully once they tried to get the documents back, which would be the obstruction charge. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he was negotiating with the archives and DOJ to get the documents back. And my question is, was this all done through his attorneys? If it was, how are they going to hold him culpable if this was a negotiation between attorneys and it was an ongoing negotiation? It seems to me that unless he personally did things, moved documents around or personally squirreled away documents, and they can prove that he did it willfully, again, there's elements of these various charges missing.
But even Swecker, who I know personally from my time in Charlotte, he was the head of the FBI office there. He's a company man. He's pretty milquetoast. For him to say what I'm about to play for you is a big deal.
I think this kind of casts him in a sympathetic light. It kind of makes him a martyr. And people can't help but compare this case to Hillary Clinton and the pass that she got. And now the president, the sitting president, who has had documents scattered all across his residences with access to just about anybody. And he just says, oh, well, no harm, no foul here. So I think that comparison, you can't help but make that comparison here.
Yep, that's why this is such a turning point in American history, because they're not even hiding the double standard anymore. They're using it as a cudgel, a weapon to beat the American people down psychologically. He's a martyr. There's nothing you can do. We're going to get you. Just give up. And in a weird way, that's not wrong. I mean, once a judicial system is weaponized like this in third world dictatorships, the only way it ever comes back, I mean, it doesn't just fix itself with a few congressional appointments. It takes a revolution. And the bottom line here is they're not hiding anymore. Why are they all so confident in their power and their criminality? This paragraph at NBCNews.com explains it all. They know they've got cover, yes. The Republican House could defund them. Even the Republican leadership in the House has beaten up the FBI over this. But they know they ultimately have protection. If they just had protection from the Democrats, that wouldn't be enough. No, the source of their protection is somewhere else. You can read it in this article called Trump Allies Say Biden is Weaponizing DOJ Against His Chief 2024 Rival Following Indictment. It's at NBCNews.com. And all you need to read is this paragraph. Heck, the people who wrote it even seem to be surprised by it. It details all the Republican leaders who've come out against this, including Kevin McCarthy. All right, that's all good and well. Then you get to this. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Whip John Thune and other members of the Senate Republican leadership team remain noticeably silent. The FBI knows they've got their backs. They do whatever the hell they want as long as these Republicans will let them. Keep in mind, this is the same group of Republicans, including Lindsey Graham, who voted in December to give the FBI a $100 billion budget raise and a shiny new headquarters. They got their back. Joe Biden clearly knows it, too. Folks, as Griff Jenkins explained this morning on Fox News, look, the whole Hill's buzzing about this. Democrats, media, everybody, right? So this has finally hit critical mass. How could it not when the FBI finally shares a document with the Republicans showing, again, Joe Biden, not Hunter, Joe, took $5 million in what's clearly a bribery scheme? Joe isn't afraid. In fact, he mocked the Republicans yesterday. Look, it was shocking enough that the media was finally asking him about his corruption. Multiple reporters asked him. Here's how that went.
The bribery allegation. Congresswoman Nancy Mace says there's damning evidence in the FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to the congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
Actually, Republicans know exactly where the money is. Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina tweeted, POTUS. We don't find selling out your country funny. Prove us wrong by releasing your and your family's unredacted bank records. The FBI can't protect you forever. She then releases the names of all the Hunter Biden businesses they ran the money through that the GOP is currently subpoenaing bank records on. Everything from Rosemont Seneca Thornton to Rosemont Seneca Advisors, Rosemont Seneca Bohai that took a bunch of Chinese money, all that. So they actually know where the money is. Biden's just taunting that. I'm going to get away with it. This, folks, is where everything's going to get really interesting. Because the FBI and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, they've fused into one entity. They got a problem. Joe is very unpopular. They'd love to get rid of him. What Joe's counting on is that the FBI is knee deep in protecting these scams of his going back the 5 years. So Joe's betting, yeah, the FBI can't do me in because they'd have to do themselves in. But with the FBI turning this stuff over, I'm not sure how this will play out for Joe. Number one, I'm not sure that the donors are going to want to pay for him to run, and he can't run without them. So look, folks, I'm holding my powder dry. Do not be surprised. I've been telling you for a long time since last fall, don't be surprised if the deep state ends up choosing both of the candidates for us that are on the ballot. On the Democrat side and the Republican side, Joe is hands down the weakest person they've got, except for maybe Kamala. So, look, if they can get rid of him without doing in the FBI completely, they'll do it. Keep your eye on this. It ain't over yet.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.